Hey, and welcome to the AI Briefing Daily, your podcast for the most important AI news from the past 24 hours. Today is April 2nd, 2025, and here are our top stories. OpenAI Academy, Mocha AI, OpenAI Controversy, AI Flirting Game. OpenAI Academy. OpenAI has rolled out the OpenAI Academy, a free platform packed with hours of video content and events designed for everyone to learn about AI skills and knowledge. This new resource is open to all, with free registration, and it initially offers content in English with plans to expand to other languages soon. Courses include titles like ChatGPT on Campus, ChatGPT at Work, Sora Tutorials, AI for K-12 Educators, and Prompt Engineering. OpenAI intends to continuously enhance the offerings, although certificates or accreditations are not currently part of the package. Mocha AI. Meta, together with the University of Waterloo, has introduced Mocha, an AI system featuring 30 billion parameters. This system can generate photorealistic videos from text and speech, showcasing synchronized lip movements and natural full-body animations. Utilizing a speech-video window attention mechanism, Mocha ensures precise lip synchronization and was trained on 300 hours of filtered video material. It's capable of depicting multiple characters in a scene, controlled through a specialized prompt system. In tests involving 150 scenarios, Mocha surpassed other systems in lip-sync quality and movements. Potential uses include digital assistants, virtual avatars, advertising, and education, though its release remains undecided. OpenAI Controversy. OpenAI is under scrutiny again, this time for allegedly using copyrighted books without permission to train its advanced AI models. A recent paper from the AI Disclosures Project, a nonprofit started in 2024 by media mogul Tim O'Reilly and economist Elon Strauss, claims that OpenAI likely trained its ChatGPT-4o model using paywalled books from O'Reilly Media without a licensing agreement. The research utilized a method called DECOP to detect copyrighted material in the AI's training data. Results indicated GPT-4o recognized significantly more content from these books than OpenAI's previous models. The authors admit their method isn't perfect, noting that users might have pasted excerpts into ChatGPT. OpenAI has not commented on these allegations. AI Flirting Game. Online dating just got a digital twist. Tinder has introduced a playful new way for users to level up their flirting skills. Partnering with OpenAI, Tinder's latest feature, the Game Game, lets users engage with AI personas for a unique dating practice experience. By tapping the Tinder logo, users are invited to enter scenarios with AI characters, using their voices to flirt and impress. After each interaction, fiery emoji scores provide feedback, with the AI offering real-time suggestions for more engaging conversations. While this feature is currently exclusive to iOS users in the United States for a limited time, dating with AI seems to be catching on, with Tinder joining the likes of Replica's AI dating sim Blush, Teaser, and Riz. That was the AI news of the day. With this, you're perfectly informed for today. Would you like to create an automated podcast on your own topic? Get in touch with us, and we'll make it happen. Thank you for tuning in. See you tomorrow for the next AI briefing.